From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors County Government Committee wants to spend up to $350,000 to replace security cameras at several county buildings. The security camera replacements would be in Hudson, at the Columbia County Courthouse at 401 Union Street, the Department of Social Services, 25 Railroad Avenue, the Columbia County Department of Health, 325 Columbia Street, the Columbia County Department of Motor Vehicles, 560 Warren Street, the Columbia County Treasurer's Office, 50 North 6th Street, Columbia County Offices at 401 State Street, the Columbia County Solid Waste Department, 51 Newman Road, and 11 Warren Street, recently purchased from Galvin Foundation. The new cameras would also read license plates and include facial recognition readers. Michael Chimides, Hudson's Third Ward Supervisor, asked for more privacy guarantees, saying, and I quote, "What you're describing is not binding. That's why I want a policy. I can then go to my constituents and say, we're putting up these cameras, it's about security, and it's still about your privacy," end quote. Then the board approved buying the equipment, with Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell recommending that the cameras do not go live until the board creates a privacy policy. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul's appointment, Stephen G. James, started as superintendent of the state police on January 31st. And immediately replaced many of the agency's top leaders. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher R. West, an assistant deputy superintendent, was named first deputy superintendent. James also appointed 7 new deputy superintendents, including in the Professional Standards Bureau, Field Command, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Employee Relations, and Counterterrorism Unit. He cleared out Colonel Daniel J. Cooney, a deputy superintendent of Field Command, Colonel Robert G. Gregory, who had been deputy superintendent for administration, Colonel George K. Nohai, deputy superintendent of employee relations, and Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer H. Gottstein, an assistant superintendent of employee relations, to make way for the new hires. Hochul said of her new appointment, and I quote, "This will be our opportunity to lead a new generation. There's very few who have the experience Stephen brings to this job," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Abby Stanley reports for News 10 that Catskill High School students Madison Mudge, 11th grade, and Molly Oswald, 12th grade, will give vocal performances later this month at Carnegie Hall in Manhattan for the 2024 High School Honors Performance Series. Oswald performs with the mixed choir directed by Dr. Jeffrey Ames of Belmont University, and Mudge performs with the treble choir directed by Matthew Brady from the University of Miami. Both students also participated in the program last year. The two performances are open to the public on February 10th. Tickets are available through the Carnegie Hall box office. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a nice weekend.